ஓம் நம சிவாய. டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் .org, யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா, தி எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா, பார்ட் 11, பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன். தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
பரம் புருஷம் உபைதி திவ்யம். பரம் புருஷம் உபைதி, பரமம் புருஷம், பரம் புருஷம் உபைதி திவ்யம். இட்ஸ் இஸ் 8:10 ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா. ஸோ வி சி த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஸ்ட் பை ஆஸ்வலாயன மகர்ஷி டு பிரம்மா இன் கைவல்ய உபநிஷத் இஸ் ஹவு டு அட்டைன் தட் பராத்பர புருஷ. பராத்பரம் புருஷம் யாதி வித்வான், ஹவு டு கெட் டு நோ அபவுட் தட் சுப்ரீம் ரியாலிட்டி. புருஷோ வை ருத்ரஹா, சர்வோ வை ருத்ரஹா, பராத்பரம், அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் த கிரேட்டஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி கிரேட்டஸ்ட் சுப்ரீம் ரியாலிட்டிஸ், அண்ட் தென் வில் அட்டைன். ஸோ தட் talks about again Mahadeva. And then 8:22, purushaha saparak partha bhaktya labhyas tvananyaya yasyantak sthani bhutani yena sarvam idam tatam. Purushaha saparak, that Veda purusha alone is the supreme of all, greater than the greatest. And purusho vai rudraha, that's what the Vedas say, Upanishad say, purusho vai rudraha, sarvo vai rudraha, paratpara purusha, பராத்பரம். ஸோ ஹீ இஸ் கிரேட்டர் தன் த கிரேட்டஸ்ட். அண்ட் பக்தியா லப்யஸ்துவனன்யயா, எங்கேஜ் இன் அன்ஃபிளிஞ்சிங் டிவோஷன் டு தட் சுப்ரீம் ரியாலிட்டி. தட்ஸ் வாட் ஹியர் இட் கம்ஸ், கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ். ஸோ பக்தி, வி சி ஸ்ரத்தா பக்தி தியான யோகாதவைஹி, கைவல்ய உபனிஷத் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் பக்தி, டிவோஷனல் சர்வீஸ், எங்கேஜ் இன் டிவோஷனல் சர்வீஸ் டு லார்ட் சிவா, மெடிடேட் ஆன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் லார்ட் சிவா. His form alone is divine and spiritual and beyond the three modes of material nature. It is not touched by any sattva rajas tamas. It is shuddha sattva. Yas shuddha sattva te brahma loke to para antakale paramrita parimuchyanti sarve akram divapam parameshva bhutam yat pundarikam puramadya saggamstam. It says, so he is shuddha sattva, he is beyond the three modes, he is sattva, he is not bound by sattva or rajas or tamas, he is shuddha sattva, he is beyond the three modes of material nature. And Mahadeva alone is described as shuddha sattva. Kaivalya Upanishad, Mahanarayana Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad. Kaivalya Upanishad talks of atyashramam, and Mundaka Upanishad talks about shirovratam. All these are synonymous. We have seen that pashupatam, shirovratam, shambhavam, atyashramam, all mean one and the same, to apply ashes all over one's body, to apply the Tripundra on the forehead, to wear the Rudraksha Mala, to hear Shiva Katha with full joy, and then to meditate on Mata Parashakti and Paramashiva within the heart, to chant the names of Lord Shiva. This is what this means. And Atyashramam, Pashupatam, Shambhavam, Shirovratam comes in the Upanishads, four authorized names that are used, which connect only with Shaivism, worshipping Lord Shiva. So Shaivism alone is completely Vedoktam and Vaidikam. And all other paths lead you to Shaivism in course of time. Shaktam, Vaishnavam, Kaumaram, Ganapatyam, Sauram lead you to Shaivism in course of time. All these paths are given by Lord Shiva only at the end of the day. And then he is present. Yasyantak sthani bhutani yena sarvam idam tatam. He is all pervading. Sarvo vai rudraham. சர்வோ வை ருத்ரஸ்தஸ்மை ருத்ராய நமோ அஸ்தோ புருஷோ வை ருத்ரஸ்ஸன்மஹோ நமோ நமஹ விஸ்வம் பூதம் புவனம் சித்ரம் பஹுதா ஜாதம் ஜாயமானம் ஜயத. உபனிஷத் சே சர்வஹா இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங். சர்வோ வை ருத்ரஹா, சர்வோ ஹேஷ ருத்ரஹா, த்ரீ டைம்ஸ் இட் கம்ஸ் இன் த மகாநாராயண உபனிஷத் இட்செல்ஃப். ஸோ ஹீ இஸ் தட் ஆல் பர்வேஸ் ஆஃப் பர்சனாலிட்டி. அண்ட் வித் திஸ் ஒன்லி புருஷ சூக்தம் சேஸ் புருஷ ஏ வேதகம் சர்வம். த வேத புருஷா இஸ் பிரசன்ட் அஸ் எவ்ரி திங். வேத புருஷா இஸ் பிரசன்ட் அஸ் எவ்ரி திங். புருஷா இஸ் அ வேர்ட் தட் இஸ் யூஸ்ட் ஃபார் அட்ரஸிங் த சுப்ரீம் ரியாலிட்டி, அண்ட் சம்டைம்ஸ் இட் ரெஃபர்ஸ் டு த ஜீவாஸ் ஆல்சோ. ஸோ பட் இட்ஸ் யூஸ்வலி ரெஃபரிங் டு த புருஷ சூக்தம் தட் கம்ஸ் இன் த ரிக்வேதம் 10th கேண்டோ 90th சாப்டர். இட் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் த சுப்ரீம் ரியாலிட்டி. ஸோ புருஷ ஏ வேதகம் சர்வம். ஸோ ஹூ இஸ் தட் வேத புருஷா அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் சர்வா இஸ் டோல்ட் செப்பரேட்லி இந்த மகாநாராயண உபனிஷத் ஆஸ் புருஷோ வைருத்ரஹ சர்வோ வைருத்ரஹ. ஸோ தட் பர்சனாலிட்டி இஸ் பிரசன்ட் அஸ் எவ்ரி திங் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ சர்வமிதம் ததம். தட்ஸ் வாட் ஹியர் 8:22 ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா சேஸ். ஹீ இஸ் பிரசன்ட் அஸ் ஆல், யூனோ ஹீ இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ். And also he is present in the heart of all the living entities, and also he is present beyond the universe in Parakailasha, the highest world. Mahakailasha Nilaya. Lalita Sahasranamam 578th name says, she is eternally present in Mahakailasha or Parakailasha with that divine Sambashiva Mahadeva, sitting in the left lap. That Maheshwari sits in the left lap of Maheshwara, who is five-faced and ten-handed. Eternally being served by crores and crores of Mukta Jivas. And then 10.3 of Bhagavad Gita. Yomam ajam anadim cha vetsi loka maheshwaram asamudak samartyeshu sarva papaihi pramuchyate. Here also says Maheshwaram. Yomam. So again, mam, as I said before, antaratma. It refers to the antaratma actually. Because Narayana himself says that My form is material or illusory. I myself am meditating on the divine form of Maheshwara, which is eternal. And he describes that form to be the form of Bhagavad Gita, Uttarakhandam, 175th chapter of Padma Purana. And also, Paramhi Brahma Kathitam Yoga Yuktena Tanmaya. I was united with the Supreme Reality when giving the discourse on Bhagavad Gita, 14th canto, 16th chapter in Mahabharatam. So yo mam, so where aham or mam comes, I have said before, it refers to the antaratma, that is Lord Shiva. It is actually Lord Shiva is speaking Bhagavad Gita. It is just Krishna is an instrument, as I said before. So mam, ajam. So it ajam means unborn. Ajayamano bahuda vijayate. Purusha Suktam. Aja means unborn, one who doesn't take any incarnations, one who is unborn. One who doesn't have birth. With this, the Padma Purana, Patala Kanda, 108th chapter, 70th verse says, Chatur Nishvasa Matrena Vishnor Ayur Udahritam. The Vishnu also has Ayu, the age. He is also bound by age. And his entire lifespan, Narayana's entire lifespan, is actually the four inhalings of Maheshwara. It comes there. Matsya Puranam, Narada Maharshi, 154th chapter, 180th verse, Narada Maharshi says to Himavan, Brahma Vishnu Indra Munayor Janma Mrityu Jaraditaha. Your divine daughter, O Himavan, Parvati, is going to get married to that birthless, ageless Mahadeva. Brahma Vishnu Indra Munayor, and everybody, including Brahma Vishnu and Indra, are bound by birth, old age, disease and death. And they are under the control of the divine Sambashiva. He says, and then, Naham Janamika Shrutihi, Krishna says to Radha, 36th chapter of the Krishna. I don't remember exactly the chapter number. I'll check it out. I think it's in the Krishna Janmakandam, 36th chapter, 101st verse, if I'm not wrong. So, but it comes definitely. Naham Janamika Shrutihi. Naham Janami. I'm not aware of his age. Ka Shrutihi. Even the Vedas cannot understand the age of Lord Shiva because he is ageless. He is not bound by age, he is ageless. And one thing to be noted, guys, because there are some new people, I want to also say this. The Rudra that comes from the forehead of Brahma or Narayana is not actually Lord Shiva. Rudra and Parameshwara are beautifully distinguished. And I have also given a video quoting all the references where actually Brahma is created from the right limb, right hand of Lord Shiva. Narayana is created from the left hand of Lord Shiva, and then Rudra is created from the heart of Lord Shiva. So Kala Rudra appears for destroying the universe, but Lord Shiva is beyond Brahma, Narayana and Rudra. So Rudra, that who comes from the forehead of Brahma, is not actually Lord Shiva, who is the creator of Brahma, Narayana and Rudra. That should be understood. Some people argue, oh, okay, fine, Shiva comes from the forehead of Brahma, right? Or Shiva comes from the forehead of Narayana. So that is also by the wish of Lord Shiva only. Because Brahma intensely prays to Lord Shiva that, you know, I am not able to create. And then Mahadeva says that my partial Amsha, Rudra, will appear from your forehead and he will assist you and Narayana in creation and maintenance. So that itself also proves, and also the Vedas also distinguish. Brahma Vishnu Rudrendraste Samprasuyante. Atharvashika itself says, Shiva is beyond Brahma, Narayana, Kala, Rudra and Indra. So Mahadeva is birthless. Mata, when she appeared in, you know, Himavan's place, Lord Shiva, as it is, comes and gets married to Parvati Mata. He doesn't take birth. But Mata's birth is divine. Again, it's not like Rama or Krishna's birth, who are actually, and we'll be touching upon that now. You know, so Ajam means he is birthless, beginningless, anadim, anadhyantam adhyam param tattvam artham. He appeared as an agnistambha to crush the ego of Brahma and Narayana. Anadi also comes in the tam adi madhya antavihinamekam vibhum chidananda rupam arupam adbhutam. It comes in the Kaivalya Upanishad. So anadi is beginningless. And Veti Loka Maheshwaram, who is the supreme lord of all the worlds, including Vaikuntham, Golokam, Brahmalokam, Indralokam, Skandalokam, etc. And then Asa Modak Samartyeshu, one who is not, you know, undeluded among men, who is not a Muda actually, the one who is, you know, the Tamasika Muda has always tried to denigrate Lord Shiva. So Asamudaha, one who is not deluded, one who is not a fool, and those people alone will be freed from all the sins. Sarva papaihi pramuchyate. So this connects with a very beautiful verse. Mahadeva alone is the remover of all the sins. We saw Mahadeva's, like, Mahadeva is unborn. Mahadeva alone removes all the sins. Sarva papaihi pramuchyate, 10.3 of Bhagavad Gita. So with this, in the Valmiki Ramayanam, Rama says to Lakshmana, Aranyakandam 63rd chapter 4th verse, Purvam mayanunam abipsitani papani karmani asat krit kritani tatra ayam adya patito vipako dukkena dukkam yadaham vishami. Oh Lakshmana, I have done various, you know, sins. He himself accepts that in my previous births, he accepts that he has, you know, previous births, and I have done various sins in my births, previous births. And that's why, on account of the result of those, you know, misdeeds, I'm suffering now by losing my dear Sita. Oh Lakshmana. Because he lost Sita. Ravana comes in the form of a sage and then takes away Sita. So there he says to Lakshmana, I am bound by sins, and also I've taken, you know, in my previous births, I have done various sins, and because of which I'm getting in result. Because every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Newton's third law. That's how the karma works. And then, Priyangadam, Padmapurana Uttarakanda, 6th chapter, 15th verse, Padmapurana Uttarakandam, 15th chapter, 42nd verse. Priyangadam samalingya chuchumbara tilolupa moksha dapyadi saukyam tu vrinda mohana sambhavam. When Narayana, he comes and then looks at Vrinda, he is completely attracted to the bodily beauty of Vrinda and then unites with her. In the form of Jalandhara, he comes. Jalandhara is the husband of Tulasi. And then he comes in the form of Jalandhara, and then looking at Tulasi, he is more attracted to her, and then he forgets Lakshmi. Mokshadapyadi saukyam tu. It says, it clearly says it. He forgets Lakshmi and then he unites with Vrinda. And then on account of that, Vrinda curses Vishnu. This is there in Padma Purana. So that, you know, just like you came in the form of a sage, because initially he will come, Vishnu will come in the form of a sage and then will try to divert the mind of Vrinda. So just like you did that, you know, a sage will come, you know, a demon will come in the form of a sage and then will take away your wife. And that's the connection here. And Narada Maharshi also curses Vishnu. That comes in the Rudra Samhita of Shiva Mahapurana. The first few chapters talks about it. So here the point is that, whereas Mahadeva is described as Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini Apapakashini, who is beyond sins and virtues, who is beyond actually, who is not touched by karma. And that's why the Kaivalya Upanishad also ends by saying, Na punya pape mama nasti nashona janma dehendriya buddhirasti. Na punya pape. By reading that Upanishad and also by engaging in Shiva Bhakti and surrendering to a guru and engaging in Shiva Bhakti, you go beyond virtues and sins. You go beyond virtues, because that is what is moksha. Beyond getting rid of the entire karma activity. Right? Punya papam is actually karma. Some people go behind punya, but you have to go beyond punya papa. Na punya pape, Kaivalya Upanishad. So, and then he is described as sinless. He is not touched by sins, or he is beyond sins and virtues. And that's what here it says. Maheshwara yomam ajam anadim cha vaiti loka maheshwaram asa mudak samartyeshu sarva papaihi pramuchyate. Only the undeluded people will be freed from all sins. One who consider Lord Shiva as the unborn, beginningless and the supreme lord of all the worlds. Maheshwaram also comes here. We saw that. And then 11:18 of Bhagavad Gita. So I'll be closing a little bit early today, like already 48 minutes, I think. And then we'll be seeing again tomorrow some interesting verses. So Bhagavad Gita 11:18, Tvam aksharam paramam veditavyam, tvamasya vishvasya param nidanam, tvam avyaya shashvata dharma gopta sanatanas tvam purushomatome. You are the supreme, ultimate, you know, object of meditation, object of desire. And then the object of surrender. And you are the ultimate resting place of the entire universe. Everything rests, all everything as you know, when everything is destroyed, when the universe, Brahma, Narayana, Rudra and Indra are destroyed, everything rests under Maheshwara. Everything rests in the body of Maheshwara, Sambashiva. And then he does the creation again. And then you are the oldest. Shashvatam, you are eternal. Shashvatam also 25th name that comes in the Shiva Sahasranamam. He is eternal. You know, this word eternal can also be applied sometimes to the devatas like Indra, Brahma and Vishnu. But, you know, comparatively if you see, you know, Indra is in the Swargalokam. Now the time factor plays a major role here. It is described that in the Bhumandala, like 365 days in the Bhumandala is just, I think, 1 day or 12 hours in the Swargaloka. And then the Indra is actually the Swargaloka Adipati. Brahma's lifespan is like 311 trillion human years. Actually, 311 trillion human years, because there is 100 years of Brahma. 311 trillion human years. And Indra, you know, 14 Indras come and go during just 1 day of Brahma. So we can just imagine. If we think Indra is superior, beyond Indra is like Brahma. In 1 day of Brahma, 14 Indras come and go. Like Indra keeps changing like anything in just the one lifespan of Brahma. And that Brahma himself keeps changing for every like 4 inhalings of Vishnu. For every 4 inhalings of Narayana, you know, one Brahma comes and goes. 100 years of Brahma comes and goes. And then that Narayana, Chatur Nishvasa Matrena Vishnor Ayurudakritam. The 4 inhalings of Maheshwara is actually that entire lifespan of Narayana. So that Maheshwara alone is beyond, and he is not bound by age. He is Purvam to everybody. Age factor is not there. He is not bound by Kala. That's why he is called as Kala Kala, Kanta Kala, Mahakala. Who is, you know, the Lord of Kala. Who has control. Who has Kala Deva in control. I was recently reading. I sent it to Denard also. It was quite interesting. The Kanchi Mahapariva, whatever he has said. He is belonging to an Advaita philosophy. But still it was quite interesting that his sayings. Because whatever that is disturbing, you know, everybody is actually Kama and Kala. Now, Kama is actually the desire. It can be taken as normal desire or sexual desire. Lust, basically. And then Kala is actually the time factor. It's because of these two that we fail to attain liberation. We fail to know Mahadeva. And who has controlled these two? Mahadeva. Kameshwara, Kaleshwara. He kicked Yama with his left foot to save his dear devotee Markandeya. Also, Shweta Maharshi is another person who is described in the Puranas. Linga Purana says that Shweta Maharshi was saved, you know, by Lord Shiva. He started chanting the Trembakam Yajamahe Mantram, the Mrityunjaya Mantram. He was continuously chanting Shweta Maharshi. And then Yama will try to, you know, take him away. But Mahadeva comes along with the Shiva Ganas to save Shweta Maharshi. So he is Kaleshwara, Mahakala. Kala is under his control, Mahadeva's control. Likewise, Kama, he tried to disturb, he tried to induce Kama, lust in the mind of Mahadeva. Who can induce lust? in the mind of Mahadeva. So and then he burnt Kamadeva into ashes. Kameshwara, Kaleshwara. So, you know, we have to surrender to that personality who has Kama and Kala under his control and all the devatas under his control, who destroyed the ego of all the devas, including Brahma and Vishnu. Matsyakurma varahamscha narasimha trivikramo hatva netre cha meenasya kamatasya asti karkasham varahasya cha damishtracha nrisimhasya tvacham tata trivikramasya prishtasi grihitvaiva puravayam. He destroyed the ahankara of Matsyakurma varaha narasimha and vamana. 41st in the 42nd verse of the Veera Mahendra Kandam Shankara Samhita says that. Second chapter, by the way. And that's why he is described as the maintainer and also he is the oldest, the supreme of the supreme. So the eternal word sometimes is applied to Indra, Brahma and Vishnu. No, but that is just for namesake. Ultimately, the only eternal personality is Mahadeva. Because everyone admits that. No, it's Indra seems to be eternal, but if you go to Indra, he himself, like 14 Indras keep changing in one day of Brahma. One day of Brahma, we can just imagine. Not 1 year, one day. And one Brahma has 100 years. That 100 years of Brahma is equal to 311 trillion human years. And that Brahma also keeps changing. Now, when we see the lifespan of Brahma, 311 trillion, we say, wow, you know, he'll open our mouth like anything. And that Brahma himself is like, you know, four inhalings of Vishnu is the entire lifespan of Brahma. And that Vishnu also comes and goes with that only. Upper says, Tirunavakarasar, upper says, you know, Nooru Kodi Brahmargal Nundinar, Aru Kodi Narayanar Angane, Eru Gangai Manal Yennil Indirar, Irilladavan Isan Uruvane. He says that 100 crore Brahmas come and go. 6 crore Narayanas or Ramas or Krishnas come and go. And then the amount, the particles of the sand that is present in the near the Ganga river, can anybody count it? You know, no one can count it. How many particles of sand? That much amount of Indras come and go. Irilladavan Isan Uruvane. He is the only, Mahadeva is the only personality who is not bound by age. Which is also accepted by Vishnu and Krishna also. Brahma also says that. So he is the only eternal personality. So understanding him is the ultimate religion. And Sanatanastvam and Purushomatome. That's what is told in the 11:18 of Bhagavad Gita. And then, so 11:38 also says, Tvam Adi Devaha Purushaha Puranastvam. So we see that the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it's actually Lord Shiva showing the Vishwarupa. There are some objections raised by some, you know, some people. I'll be answering those objections tomorrow. So please, you know, join tomorrow also. So in this 11th chapter itself, there are beautiful, some of the interesting things to be known. So Tvam Adi Devaha, you are that Adi Deva. Mahadeva is that supreme Adi Deva, the first cause of everything, you know. So Vyasa also says in the last chapter of Drona Parvam to Arjuna, you have seen none other than Shankara when he comes to favor. When Mahadeva himself comes to favor Krishna and Arjuna in the war, so Vyasa enlightens Arjuna by saying, you have seen none other than Mahadeva Shankara, Purushaha, Purushovai Rudraha. Puranastvam, you are the oldest. Vishvasya Param Nidanam, you are the ultimate support of everything. That's what it says. And then, Vishvam Ananta Rupam. Achintyam Abhyaktam Ananta Rupam, this comes. He has may various forms, Purna Amshas, like Ardhanarishvara, Nataraja, Yagaraja, etc. The various forms he has. So that is one thing. And then moving on to 1323 of Bhagavad Gita. Here also this word Maheshwaraha comes. Upadrashtanu mantacha bhartha bhokta Maheshwaraha paramatmeti chapyukto dehesmin purushakparaha. That supreme soul is actually the highest of all, and it is present in all the living entities as the ultimate witness. So Bhartha Bhokta Maheshwaraha, who is the proprietor of everything, We saw that he is the owner of all the sacrifices. Avo Rajana Madhvarasya. And he is the Antaryami of the entire Veda, the Panchakshara Mantram that comes in the center of the Veda. So he is the Antaratma of the Vedas. He is the Lord of the Vedas. He is the Lord of Yajnas. He is the Lord of the universe. So that personality is present in all the Bharta Bhakta Maheshwaraha. So that Maheshwara is present in the heart of all the living entities. Samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram. 1328 Bhagavad Gita. Vinashyatsva vinashyantam yak pashyati sa pashyati. And then it says, it just talks about, how one should, at the end of the day, respect. At the end of the day, within everybody, within every soul, within every individual soul, there is the super soul that is present. Tishtantam parameshwaram. The supreme soul is present in the antaratma of all the living entities, even within a cat and dog and reptile. Even within the devas like Brahma and Vishnu, and even within all the living individual souls, regardless of any, even within a handicapped person or a rich person, anybody, so the samabhavanam should be there. Everybody, Mahadeva is present as the antaratma within every individual soul. Samabhavanam should be there, and compassion should be there for all the living entities. Parameshwaram word comes, that Parameshwaram comes in the Kaivalya Upanishad. Uma Sahayam Parameshwaram Prabhum. And then two more verses, like Bhagavad Gita 15:16. Dvavimau Purushau Loke Ksharaschakshara Evacha Ksharak Sarvani Bhutani Kutastokshara Uchyate. So it talks about like two class of beings. So in the material world, and also like it talks about like ksharaha aksharaha, the fallible and the infallible, the two classes of beings. And also and then goes on to say, uttama purushastvanyaha paramatme yudakritaha yo lokatrayam avishya bibarti avyaya ishvaraha. So there is another personality who is Ishvara, who is present as the supreme soul, the imperishable Lord, Avyayam, Achintyam, Avyaktam, Anantarupam. Avyaya means imperishable. Vyaya means perishable. From the blade of a grass till Vishnu, everything is perishable. But Avyaya means imperishable. So that imperishable Lord, Supreme Lord, Ishvara, who has entered the three worlds. There is also a place in the Rigvedam that says 674, if I'm not wrong, 6th canto, 74th chapter, where actually Lord Shiva is described as entering all the Jivatmas and residing in the heart of all the Jivatmas in Angushtamatra Rupam, Linga Rupam. And also within that Linga, Parameshwara is present with a beautiful form, divine form. So that is also, that is brought out by Nagalinga Garu in his book very beautifully. So where, we are active, we are able to engage in something, because without Mahadeva in the heart, we are just corpse at the end of the day. So he makes us engage in activities, and we have that minute independence. And how we are utilizing that independence, that is what is the interesting thing. We can utilize that independence for entertainment and enjoyment and various other things. But that independence can also be utilized in engaging in service to Maheshwara and understanding who is that supreme reality. Because the human birth is very, very difficult to get. Very difficult. 84 lakh species are there according to Padma Purana. 84 lakh species creations according to the creation of Brahma. And out of which there are some categories which belong to the human. There is a category like 40,000 species belong to that human. Actually, the various variety of humans are there. So in that human, that human birth is very, very, it's very difficult to get. If you see a cat or a dog, it just always looks for filling its stomach and then, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. But we are also doing the same thing in a more sophisticated way. So we have been given the sixth sense to think about who is the supreme reality and attain the supreme. Whereas if you see the cat or dog, or, they don't have that power to even think of who am I or who is God. So utilizing the human birth is very, very important. So that's where Mahadeva gives us the chance to engage in bhakti to him. So that's what who has entered all the living entities and who is present as the antaratma of all the living entities. And that's what here it says. And that Ishvara, Avyaya Ishvara, that imperishable Lord is present as the antaratma of all the living entities, including Brahma, Krishna or Vishnu and Arjuna, everybody, etc. So that is Mahadeva and Mata Parashakti. So with that, I'll end here and we'll be taking some more verses and connecting Shiva Gita and Ishvara Gita verses with Bhagavad Gita, and also looking at some of the objections raised by Shiva Dveshis, and also, you know, understanding how everything actually, the Tatparyam is Lord Shiva, the Tatparyam of Bhagavad Gita is Lord Shiva only. Om yatakcharapadabhrishtam matrahinam tu yadbhavet tatsarvam kshamyatam deva parameshvara namostute visargabindu matrani padapadaksharani cha nyunani cha tiriktani kshamasva parameshvara aparadasakasrani kriyante harnisham mayada sogimiti mam matva kshamasva parameshvara anyata sharanam nasti tvameva sharanam mama tasmat karanya bhavena raksha raksha parameshvari anyata sharanam nasti tvameva sharanam mama tasmat karanya bhavena Raksha Raksha Parameshwara Etat Sarvam Shri Uma Maheshwara Parabrahmarpanamastu Lalitambike Sambashivarpanamastu Shrimati Gauri Sameta Sambashivarpanamastu Shrimati Gayatri Sameta Sambashivarpanamastu Karacharanakratam Vakkayajam Karmajam Vashravananayanajam Vamanasam Vaparatam Vihitam Abhihitam Vasarvam Etat Kshamasva Jai Jai Karunabde Shri Mahadeva Shambho Mata Chaparvati Devi Pita Devo Maheshwara Bandhava Shiva Bhaktamscha Svadesho Bhuvanatrayam Sambashivaya Namaha, Sambashivaya Namaha, Sambashivaya Namaha, Haravom Datsat.